tengo.
Give me a second, let me air it out. Click, clack, bang, I'ma clear it out. Givenchy, I'ma wear it out. Phone can't ping, don't compare my route. And call me the GOAT. Price going up, better have my quote. I should be celebrated, let me grab my float. And I stay getting brain from a misty throat. Now, Barbarini, fettuccine on my plate for dinner. Niggas can't see me, I'm Houdini, and it's just a glimmer of what I have in store. Furthermore, ain't no beginner. Who's the dopest of them all? Let me ask my mirror, mirror. Big ego, my ancestors so regal. Rooting for all my people. They try to oppress, but we thread the needle. This a redo. Navigation on a clear view. Stop killing each other, we the same hue. From the same blocks, nigga, from the same stoops. Let me pick up with a flow that could hold you like stick-ups. Beep, beep, a small setback, a hiccup. But now I'm back like a season, summer with the heat, heat, heat. 2020 full of new growth, stay packed with a new flow. Ain't these other niggas you know. They never lead a block and I'm flying out of Heathrow. Oh, here he go, on top like a CEO. Danger, call it Mr. Co and different folks. Don't wanna see you moving up different strokes. Am I visible? Better than any mini miny mo? Here for the gold, C-3PO. Ghost gave me the beat just to hear me gloat. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Let me get back to it, right back to it. Came out the flames, going right back through it. Bet this a bop soon as I debut it. Never will I stop, nigga, thought you knew it. If you left my side, you blew it. If you counted me out, you stupid. Clarity, nigga, no confusion. Get back, cause the heat I'm brewing is a, Hadouken. Wait till you hear this whole new shit. Just reloaded my new clip. Feeling inspired, this a pulpit. Church, Sunday service. Can't judge a book by what's on its surface. I'm so quiet, I should make you nervous. Send out a PSA, nigga, this here's urgent. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
This thing on?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah! What's good? What's good? It's your boy, Hollywood. This is Hollywood and Friends. Thank you for tuning in, however you're tuning in. We're here every Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Appreciate you for listening, however you're listening. Be sure to follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. If you're on TikTok, is at I Am Hollywood NY. Be sure to follow my producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network across all platforms. Just make sure to spell Blue, B-L-U. And if you're on YouTube, you want to see our faces, youtube.com/HamptonBlue. If it's your first time tuning in, what we get into over here is what's hot in the blogs for the week. The stories that have us all in chokehold and in the comment section and all that good stuff. What we talking about for today, Colorado, W for Colorado. They have officially banned your boy Trump, aka 45, from the ballot. Trump, of course, is going to try to take it to the Supreme Court to see what they do about it, to try to get it reversed. But fast shouts to Colorado. We're going to get into the details of it in a second. What else is hot in the blogs for this week? Taraji P. Henson broke down in tears about when she was expressing about the pay gap that Black women face in Hollywood. And she's actually considering quitting acting. We're talking about that. Speaking of pay gaps, Giuliani, the former mayor, Rudy Giuliani, had to file for bankruptcy because he was ordered to pay two election workers like somewhere like $148 million, something around there. We're going to get into the details of that and how he's trying to get out of it. What else is hot in the blogs for this week? Jonathan Majors was found guilty. I'm going to tell y'all what I think about that. What else? Cali, this was a little surprising to me. Cali, they approved this measure to convert sewage waste into drinking water. Like, talk about being in a drought. They really trying to, I'm gonna give you all the details on what exactly that means. We got what blows mine a little later. We're gonna kick it off how we always do, and that's with the question of the week. This week's question of the week is, what makes someone marriage material? That's this week's question of the week. What makes someone marriage material? For me personally, I would say, first of all, I ain't planning to get married. Now I'm just playing. marriage material, you basically, they got to be understanding. They have to be okay with making compromises. These are things that you would probably experience while dating the person before you realize whether you want to actually lock it down on paper. What else are we talking about? Marriage material. Sex got to be right. What else? I'm gonna leave it at that for what makes someone marriage material for me. Tansy3180 on Instagram said, commitment, trust, mutual respect through daily actions for each other. She went on to say, but everyone doesn't have all three intentions, so most settle with just two. So that's understandable. Understandable for sure. If we get any more responses throughout the show, I'll read them, but we're going to get ready to get into what's hot in these blogs. First things first, Colorado, they have officially disqualified Trump from the ballot. You know, Trump is, I don't even understand why, but he is still in the running to be the president. Try as I might, I can't grasp the why and how. Like, your man is under like criminal investigation. He caused the insurrection. Like, it's so many things that he has done while in office and since being out of office that it's mind blowing to me that he's able to still be on the ballot. Colorado actually got it right. I didn't even know that this was possible until Colorado did it. So I'm kind of hoping other states follow suit, because do y'all not respect the Constitution or what? Is Colorado the only ones looking at this guy's resume of what he's done? But to give y'all a little more insight, they have striked him from the ballot, from being on the ballot. And they said that they have found clear and convincing evidence that President Trump engaged in the insurrection at the time of the Capitol riot. And that's basically, they're disqualifying him for running for president. Like, you won't be on our ballot over here. So nah. And I respect it. I need more states to follow suit, because we all seen the insurrection. We all seen what led up to it. We see what he's saying now, even on the campaign trail. So maybe Colorado's the only one with the balls to do this, but I don't know. Maybe it'll give somebody else an idea. Like, come on, where y'all at? Where the other states at? At least the other blue states, because I know the red states is probably not gonna the predominantly red states, they're probably not gonna do it. But yeah, because of the 14th Amendment. So yeah, like I said earlier, I don't know if these other states are y'all not respecting the 14th Amendment and the Constitution and stuff, but hopefully they get it together. There's a clause in the 14th Amendment. So of course, Trump, in true Trump fashion, he is trying to get his name back in there. So he wants to take it to the Supreme Court because he feels he has the Supreme Court in his pocket, which he probably does. So we'll see what happens with that once it goes there. But I know for one thing, for sure, all eyes are going to be on the Supreme Court. We already feel it's unbalanced. We already feel they are biased. And now when you have something as serious as this, where you're talking about the actual Constitution and the 14th Amendment, Are y'all going to respect that? Or are y'all going to try to find a loophole around to overturn what Colorado has done? I guess time will tell. Yeah. I was reading some responses from some legal experts about when Colorado did this ruling. There's a professor that said you don't have a clear definition of what insurrection is within the meaning of the 14th Amendment. Is not clear. It just uses the word. But yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. Supreme Court, all eyes on you when your boy brings this to y'all to see whether he gets back on that ballot or not. Meanwhile, I'm hoping other states follow suit and disqualify him, because he should be disqualified. But yeah, let's see what happens. Let's move on, though. What else are we talking about? Taraji P. Henson is in the blogs this week for breaking down crying when she was discussing the possibility of quitting acting. And the reason is because of the pay gap that she has to face, and a lot of women, especially women of color, have to face in Hollywood. She said the math ain't mathing at the end of the day. So Taraji, she said, I'm just tired of working so hard, being gracious about what I do, getting paid a fraction of the cost. I'm tired of hearing my sister say the same thing over and over. You get tired. She said, I hear people go, you work a lot. Well, I have to. She said, the math ain't mathing. And when you start working a lot, you have a team. Big bills come with what we do. We don't do this alone. There's a whole team behind us. They have to get paid. She continued to say, so when you hear someone saying, oh, such and such made $10 million, know that that didn't make their account. Know of top Uncle Sam is getting his cut 50% right off the bat. So now you got $5 million. She said, your team is getting 30% off of what you gross, not after what Uncle Sam took. So again, do the math. The math ain't mathing. She said, I'm only human. It seems every time I do something to break another glass ceiling, when it's time to renegotiate, I'm at the bottom again, like I never did what I just did, and I'm tired. I'm tired. She said, if I can't fight for them coming up behind me, what the fuck am I doing? And I mean, you do that math, that would leave her with about 100,000. And you know, more money, more problems, right? But at the end of the day, when you're a celebrity or someone in that world, you have bigger bills. And it's not that these people are living above their means or anything like that, but they have a certain lifestyle that they are upkeeping, whether it's a house, like she mentioned, she has a team, you got hairstylists, makeup artists, you got assistants, all of these people that are needed to successfully run your business and keep your brand looking the way it's looking. Like, it's a reason why we admire a lot of celebrities, whether it's aside from their talents, but when we see them out, we want to see what they're wearing, right? They always looking like A1 top notch. They're not out here just like looking like slum dogs. Nah, I mean, like, you also got publicists, you got lawyers, managers. There's a lot of people that are involved in these celebrities' lives, and everybody has to be paid at the end of the day. And then you got to factor in the fact that she gave an example of a $10 million salary. A lot of these actresses and actors aren't getting $10 million. Like, well, I should say actresses. A lot of actresses aren't getting $10 million. And so you factor in that part. So imagine getting paid just like $500,000 or $200,000 or whatever for a role, like you still doing the math and deducting all that you're deducting from it. It's tough. So not only are you as a black woman, not only are you is there a pay gap between you and men, there's also a pay gap between you and white women. To be frank, Black women are actually getting less than that. So it reminds me of back when Monique, for instance, came out about doing like a boycott for Netflix because Netflix was trying to offer her a fraction of what they offered Amy Schumer to do a comedy special. And it's like that same thing, but on the actor scale, it's the same thing. You got certain people that's getting certain pay for whatever reason. Like Taraji mentioned, some of them feel they're not, they don't cross over, or they're not gonna fill theaters or what have you, which is BS, is bogus. And like Taraji mentioned, also, she breaks a glass ceiling. She does something that people are praising her for. She's nominated, doing all this stuff, and she's a great actress. And then when it's time to renegotiate, you would think she would have some leverage with that, but 9 times out of 10, she don't. They're still treating her like she's just starting out, or, you know, it's just a respect thing at the end of the day. And it's not that they don't got it, but it's like, are you not respecting my worth and my craft? And then when I look over here and I see you pay Jane double of what you pay me, and then you pay Mark quadruple of what you pay me, it's like, it's not fair. So I get it. I understand exactly where she's coming from. I hope she doesn't quit acting because Taraji is dope. But you know, it's hard out here for a pimp. Y'all seen Hustle and Flow, which Taraji was in. That's when I first heard her talk about this, that song came to my mind because the lyrics of that song is basically expressing what she's going through right now. You know, it's hard out here for a pimp. When they're trying to get this money for the ring. When the Cadillacs and gas money spend. Have a whole lot of just jumping shit. Hustle and Flow is my shit, though. I ain't gonna hold y'all. Someone said, and you don't know when your next job is. They are in an image business. That's another thing, too. It's not like, you know, someone who works a regular job and you know for sure you're getting a check every week. As an actor, you might have one job for the year. You never know. And you might not get booked again for another year or maybe even 2 years. You never know. So that's another thing. Someone said she got $500,000 from Tyler, and that is what would leave her with $100,000. Okay. Someone said if you make $10 million and you do her math, you would be left with $2 million. Someone says she says they treat her like what she did was a fluke. Yeah, man. Put some respect on Taraji's name and all of these other epic, talented Black actresses who, like she said, working their ass off. They're putting on a hell of a performance in these films, and y'all trying to get McDonald's money. Like, come on. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. So Roger B. Henson is going to be in the latest movie of hers, is The Color Purple. That's coming out tomorrow, actually. Christmas Day. Be sure to go see that. Support that. And then maybe she could use that. Maybe she could use that as leverage for the next film. But like she mentioned, sometimes they overlook even that. So, but definitely go see Color Purple when it drops. Fat shots to her. Something else was kind of in blogs about Taraji. They was trying to pit her and Oprah against each other because the internet likes to internet. And it's so hilarious to me how people always looking for something, no matter what. People are trying to find something. I don't know if it's just like, because it's salacious, it's juicy, it's like, oh, look at this. There was a video of them, of her, Taraji, Oprah, Taraji, the rest of the cast promoting The Color Purple, and they were in New York. They were on like the top of the Empire State Building or something. And people are dissecting this video like, oh, don't you see when Oprah looked at Taraji, she immediately turned her head and then Taraji did this. And it's like, bruh, really? Taraji actually, without saying it, I think she responded to the internet, and she put up a post and she said it's so important, basically bigging up Oprah for the people in the back. She said it's so important for Black women and all women of color to support each other. It's also imperative to have women of color in decision-making positions across all industries. She said, thank you for responding to my messages with compassion, understanding, and the support that I received. With that being said, Miss Oprah has been nothing less than a steady and solid beacon of light to all of the cast of The Color Purple. She has provided encouragement, guidance, and unwavering support to us all. She told me personally to reach out to her for anything I needed, and I did. It took one call, one conversation, and one decision-making Black woman to make me feel heard. Thank you, Miss Oprah, for all that you do. I just want to know what she asked her for. What y'all think? Think she was like, let me hold some, or holler at your peoples. I know you got some connections over there in the studios. I'm working on this film. They trying to give me 20,000. You know, talk to them over there. I'm curious to know what she asked. It's dope to have Oprah on speed dial, though. Definitely dope to have Oprah on speed dial. Fantasia recently mentioned something about her flight. She was trying to do some promo runs for The Color Purple, and the flight was kept being delayed. And she said she spoke to Oprah, and Oprah was like, what's up? What you doing? And she's like, the flight's delayed, da da da. Oprah was like, hold on one sec. Call you right back. Do do do. Called her right back, set up a private jet. Must be nice. Oprah, be my friend too. Nah, but someone said this happened because she said she had to fight for better pay with The Color Purple. People assumed it was because of Oprah, but obviously there are other people. But yeah, point is, the internet, stop internet all the time and looking for things that are not there. But fast shouts to Taraji. Again, hopefully she doesn't quit acting. Hopefully they start putting some respect on her bank book and her name. Pay her her worth. Pay her worth. Pay all these Black women their worth for these roles. We're going to move on with that being said. What else we talking about? Jonathan Majors was found guilty, which was a little surprising to me because I seen some of the video footage, and what I saw in that video, I seen a man trying to get away. I seen a man running for his life. He trying to put the threat back into the vehicle, push the threat away from him, and run away like a runaway slave. Like, your boy was really booking it, and the threat was running behind him. That's what I saw. I don't know what y'all saw. That's what I saw. And I don't know. The tears, the white tears. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but what I do know that happened is he was found guilty on the lesser charges than what he was facing. But people don't really care about that. They just read guilty and that's it. You're guilty of everything. But he was found guilty of misdemeanor assault and harassment. And he was cleared of the more serious charges that was against him, like domestic abuse. It was something else that was the more serious charges. Intentional assault and third degree assault and aggravated harassment in the second degree. So he was acquitted of those, but he was found guilty of the lesser charges. But again, people don't care about the details of what he was convicted of and what he was acquitted of. They just see guilty, and he's guilty of everything if you just read the headline, right? His lawyer released a statement, his attorney, And Priya Chaudhry said, it is clear that the jury did not believe Grace Jabari's story of what happened in the SUV because they found that Mr. Majors did not intentionally cause any injuries to her. We are grateful for that. We are disappointed, however, that despite not believing Ms. Jabari, the jury nevertheless found Mr. Majors was somehow reckless while she was attacking him. So in a nutshell, he was basically found guilty of being too aggressive while defending himself or trying to get away from her. And in the process, he injured her finger, and I think she had like a scratch behind her ear or something like that. So in the process of like trying to get away, he was reckless and she was injured due to his recklessness. That to me doesn't sound like what they were accusing him of and why studios and companies like Marvel dropped him from their film. But I guess they just probably don't want to associate at all, but I don't know. It's crazy though when you think about it, right? Like, you was found guilty for injuring someone while trying to get away, I guess. Some people wonder, is this the end? A lot of people think it is for Jonathan Majors. I'm hopeful that it's not. Like, yes, it's hot right now, and yes, he lost Marvel, which was this huge thing, but I'm hoping that after the dust settles, after people actually get into what he was acquitted of, and pending whether he goes to jail or not, he's facing up to a year. I'm not sure if that's actually going to happen, but we'll find out when he's sentenced. He could end up just getting like probation or something, but hopefully when all of that is said and done, that he's still able to, like, you know, get some roles in some films. I hope it's not the end as a lot of people are thinking it is. A listener said he was fired because he is in the image business. And yeah, they don't want to associate with that. We'll see what happens. All right, let's move on. What else we got? What else we talking about? Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, he was just ordered to pay $146 million to two election workers in a defamation lawsuit. Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss are the two election workers. They sued him for defamation. And they're saying that he falsely claimed in the wake of the 2020 presidential election that they had engaged in a fake ballot processing scheme. And turns out that was cap. It was false. And they sued and won, rightfully so. Now, when I first heard this, the headline was Rudy Giuliani ordered to pay two election workers $146 million. And I'm like, do he even have $146 million? So I immediately Googled to see what is his net worth or whatever, and it was nowhere near that. So I'm like, yeah, it's dope that y'all won this, but I'm like, will they ever see this money? And I believe the judge like ordered for him to like immediately like pay them or something. I think he ordered for them to be able to go after his assets. But I'm like, even with all of that, it's feeling like it's going to be another Tasha K and Cardi B situation where you just don't got it. Like, or you're going to be just waiting forever for this. And to no surprise, Giuliani decided to file for bankruptcy. He filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy just a few days after this judge ordered him to pay this bread to these women. He estimates that his liabilities are between $100 million and $500 million. Not surprising. Not surprising, right? We all seen it coming. What else about this? I was reading something that came from their lawyers. So apparently, him filing for Chapter 11 will afford him the opportunity to pursue, opportunity and time to pursue an appeal. He'll have to provide transparency of his finances under the supervision of the bankruptcy court. Many people are wondering, can him filing for bankruptcy discharge him from the debt and make him, you know, not have to pay these women? So bankruptcy lets debtors wipe the financial board clean by erasing debt, yet not all financial obligations can be discharged in bankruptcy. So debts such as child support, alimony, and some taxes must still be repaid. Also included in that, any bankruptcy, any debt that's arise from willful and malicious injury by the debtor to another entity cannot be erased. And I believe that this falls under that, this willful and malicious injury thing. I believe this falls under that. So if I'm correct, he will still be on the hook to have to pay these women, however they get it. I don't know how they're going to get it. Maybe they'll get a check every week for a couple dollars or something. I don't know. We'll have to see. Someone pointed out OJ still hasn't paid the $30 million to the Goldmans and Browns. They say his interest is about $90 million now, and he refuses to pay it. It's crazy. It's crazy. So their lawyers, they said this maneuver is unsurprising, but it will not succeed in discharging Mr. Giuliani's debt to Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss. Take them houses, cars. I don't know what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to do, but let this be a lesson. I can't just be out here just like spewing false things and not expecting to be some repercussions behind it. 146 is a lot of money. But time will tell if they'll see it and how much of it they'll actually see. Let's move on. What else we talking about? Cali has approved converting sewage waste into drinking water. Yeah, you heard that right. A lot of people are calling it toilet to tap. And it's just basically, in a nutshell, is making me, I don't drink tap water anyway as it is, but I do use it. You know, when you cooking, you might use it to put some rice on. You know, you use it for various things. You might make some tea or something. Like, there's certain things you use with it when you, you know, you boiling it. I used to drink tap, like straight out the tap. I grew up drinking tap water, but this is definitely making me never want to drink tap water ever again. So California regulators on Tuesday cleared the way for widespread use of advanced filtration and treatment facilities designed to convert sewage waste into pure drinking water that can be pumped directly into systems feeding millions of household taps. Yeah, you heard that right. I don't know. It's wild to me. I don't know what to think about it, but apparently a number of communities have for years been blending highly purified wastewater into aquifers and reservoirs before people can drink it, a practice known in the parlance of engineers and resource managers as indirect potable reuse. So this is something that has been going on for a while. The OC, Orange County, which is the suburbs of LA, they have been using this practice for a while, it says. Much of the drinking supply for the 2.5 million people comes from highly distilled waste. that is used to recharge the groundwater basin and eventually is drawn back to the surface. Toilet to tap. Oh man, this is wild. So yeah, it's gonna go through these heavy filtration systems. It's gonna cost at least $1 billion, they're thinking, to get these facilities going. What you think? What y'all think? Would y'all still gonna drink tap water after this? And California, knowing that it's filtered through the waste. No. Someone said New York actually is known to have good tap water. I ain't gonna hold y'all. Like I said, I grew up drinking tap water, and sometimes it's super cold. And it used to hit. You know, you come in from the streets, from running outside all day as a kid, as a youngster, you turn on that tap and you drink, and you're not even using the cup. You're putting your mouth to the spout, like getting that water. Like, and it was good, but toilet to tap. Someone said it makes my skin crawl, actually. But I guess since they have drought issues, no choice. That is exactly what they're putting it on. The drought situation. And it's just a way to like recycle and, you know, keep things going. Count me out. I buy bottled water right now. I'm going to stick to that. And this actually, once this actually is like in motion and I know that this toilet water is coming through the taps, I probably won't even use it to make my rice and things of that nature in the kitchen. I guess I'll still have to use it to like wash the dishes and stuff, but hopefully they know what they're doing and filtering this out. Yeah, we'll see what happens with this. What else we got? I think that concludes what's hot in the blogs for this week. Yeah, we're going to get ready to get into what blows mine. What blows mine is the part of the show where I say, it's under my skin, works my nerves. What's that one thing people do that just have me like, bruh? Really? Huh. What blows mine for this week is the internet. The internet, internetting. So right now, Bishop T.D. Jakes is trending. And the reason he's trending is what blows mine. There was a user on TikTok who created a video who made these claims that Bishop T.D. Jakes had some ties with Diddy, and alleging that he would like have relations with men at Diddy's parties. This is from a TikTok user, one video that this person is making these allegations, these claims. What does the internet do? The internet starts interneting. And from that one video alone, without any facts, without any evidence, ran with this, and now T.D. Jakes is trending for that reason. And calling him all out of his name, all kinds of things, all based off one video. Like, you see how dangerous the internet could be? It's like, you don't even have to have proof. You don't even have to have evidence. Because like I mentioned earlier with the other story, I guess it's just so salacious. It sounds good. It's juicy. So we're going to run with it. People see this video and they like, oh, word, T.D. Jakes was doing this at Diddy's party. And that's what they running with. And now your man's is trending off of something that hasn't even been proven. And that blows mine. That blows mine. We got to do better, because not everybody does research. Not everybody even cares to look into things, clearly, because your man's is trending right now. But it's just, like they used to say, the saying goes like, a lie will travel faster than the truth. And that's definitely what could be the case here. I don't know if this is like true or not, nothing, but it's just the fact that this person just said this, set their camera up, press record, and made these claims, and the internet made it fact just by making it go viral, and now it's trending. It's like, nobody like cares to like research, fact check, or anything. You see the headline, or not even in this case, you're not even seeing a headline. You listening to a video, and now you just writing things and spreading things. And it's crazy. It's crazy to me. It's one of the bad sides of the internet for sure. And of course, TD Jakes is denying all claims. He's they're calling it unequivocally false and baseless, is what his attorneys are saying. The full statement is, recent claims circulating on pockets of social media about Bishop TD Jakes are unequivocally false and baseless. Someone said, actually, this is a continuation of that statement. They said, what has always been true, in the words of the late pastor Charles H. Spurgeon, if you want the truth to go around the world, you must hire an express train to pull it. But if you want a lie to go around the world, it will fly. It is as light as a feather, and a breath will carry it. That part. A listener said, I'm shocked that got legs. Crazy. Yeah, because like I said, people just is salacious, and it's like, oh, and it adds on to what already has been like in the blogs, and it's crazy. No one's safe. No one's safe, because anybody could just say anything and it'll go. Some go further than others. In this case, it's gone pretty far. It's gone pretty far. But yeah, that blows mine. And that's all I got for this week for what blows mine. Yeah, I'm getting ready to wrap this thing on up. In the meantime, in between time, be sure to follow me on social media. Actually, follow the radio show, the podcast page on Facebook, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. And Instagram is @Hollywood and Friends. Follow me. My page is @IAmHollywood. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And if you're on TikTok, it's @IAmHollywoodNY, like New York. Follow my producer, Stacy, @HamptonBlueNetwork across all platforms. Just remember, BLU is how you spell blue. And if you want to see me, if you want to see us, YouTube.com/HamptonBlue. There's a lot of content over there. Go like, comment, subscribe to the page, turn on post notifications. And yeah, we out here. Appreciate you for tuning in, however you're tuning in. Until next time, enjoy y'all Christmas and Happy New Year, all that good stuff. And we out. Deuces.
Shorty wanna move from the fakers. Shorty with the team like the Lakers. Hey, move with the shakers. Said you wanna be with the breakers. Said you wanna move from the fakers. Said you with the team like the Lakers.
Feeling like they turned that heat on. Running this no cleat on. Yeah. About to put my street on. Ghost putting that beat on. Yeah. It's turn up season. They ain't no compete on. No. You just ain't me, huh? No. You just ain't me, huh?
Just touched down from a flight, I hit up ATL. Stay up in that PR Mons, they know me well. Yeah, yeah. Haters only looking just to see me fail. Nah. But that is not an option, nigga, can't you tell? Huh? Pulling up two-seater, shorty wanna follow the leader. Killing shit, Grim Reaper, you niggas might need you a preacher. Nah, shorty ass on breeder, shaking it like it's on seizure. Yeah, this shit so fever, about to burn a hole in the speaker.
Shorty wanna move with the
the shakers. Shorty wanna be with the breakers. Shorty wanna move from the fakers. Shorty with the team like the Lakers. Hey, move with the shakers. Said you wanna be with the breakers. Said you wanna move from the fakers. Said you with the team like the Lakers.
Stuntin' head to toe, oh yeah, you know what's up.
No.
Bottle to the head, oh, you don't need no cup.
Need it, nah.
2020 vision, that's the level up.
Yeah.
See me in my zone, so yeah, don't interrupt.
Do.
Feeling like they turned that heat on.
Hey.
Running this no cleat on.
Yeah.
About to put my street on.
Hey.
Ghost putting that beat on.
Yeah.
It's turn up season.
Huh.
They ain't no compete on.
No.
You just ain't me, huh?
No.
You just ain't me, huh?
Got the section lit, it look like what the fuck.
What the fuck?
And we all getting money, call that Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge.
But this ain't no casino, so don't try your luck.
Yeah.
Cause it won't be a DM if we hit you up.
Shorty wanna move with the shakers.
Yeah.
Shorty wanna be with the breakers.
Yeah.
Shorty wanna move from the fakers.
Yeah.
Shorty with the team like the Lakers.
Hey,
move with the shakers.
Yeah.
Said you wanna be with the breakers.
Yeah.
Said you wanna move from the fakers.
Yeah.
Said you with the team like the Lakers.